College costs here in the U.S. are always going up, right? Same in South Africa, and students there are angry. Protests broke out after the South African government said student fees would increase again by 10 to 12% next year. The backlash started at Witwatersrand, or WITS, University.
WITS University is one of the top universities in South Africa, and when they catch cold, or when they sneeze, rather, the whole country catches cold.
That's my BBC colleague Milton Nkosi. He told me about the changes at WITS since the end of apartheid.
WITS University was predominantly a white university. As the transformation process is unfolding, many more black students are joining WITS. It has a huge student body. And at WITS, for you to pay your fees per annum, it will cost you over $5,000, which is about 60,000 rand, which is a lot of money in South Africa.
One student protester who was quoted in a report I saw said that the honeymoon of 1994, when we were told that we were free, is over. Now, these students are the so-called born frees, the people who were born after apartheid. Explain what that one student meant when he said the honeymoon is over.
What has happened here, Marco, is a complex combination of various issues in South Africa. And these issues are contained in some of the protests. I spent time today with the students from the University of Johannesburg, that is separate from WITS University. And I marched with the students as they were trying to reach the ANC headquarters. The ANC headquarters is the governing party here in South Africa. And they wanted to go and occupy their building. And a lot of the students were talking beyond fees, even though the fees were still the main issue at hand. They were talking about land. The land is still belongs to the minority in South Africa.
And the fact that the party of Nelson Mandela, the ANC, is in the crosshairs of these students really makes me wonder where these protests are headed.
Well, many people say that this could be the Arab Spring of South Africa. I'm not so convinced. The African National Congress has done a lot to change the lives of South Africans, but there is still a lot more to do. And one of their problems is the cancer of corruption, Marco. So, for example, President Jacob Zuma's house, which was renovated using public fund for his private home, has become a big problem in the last few years. And that also is used as an example of corruption and where the money could have gone to help students.
My colleague at the BBC, Milton Nkosi, speaking with me from Johannesburg. Thank you very much, Milton.
Marco, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
This is The World.